The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, Jesus and his disciples went into the region of Judea, where he spent some time with them baptizing. Because there was an abundance of water there, and people came to be baptized, for John had not yet been imprisoned. Now a dispute arose between the disciples of John and the Jew about ceremonial washings. So they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, here he is baptizing, and everyone is coming to him. John answered and said, no one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said that I am not the Christ, but that I was sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The best man who stands and listens for him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made complete. He must increase and I must decrease. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now you may have seen me turning the pages this morning. And the reason I was doing that is that the readings that I am reading here did not correspond to what to the gospel that I thought was for today. I go back to the gospel then that was for today, which was the 9th of January. But it's a gospel that makes sense at this time, because the story in the gospel for today, which you have at home, I think, in your missalettes, is the story of the apostles out on the sea, and a storm arose, and they see Jesus walking on the water, and Jesus, and they think it's a spirit or a ghost, and they are very frightened, and they're fearful, and I think that's where many of us are today. We're very fearful. It's a pretty prevalent thing at the moment, fear. And how many times did the Lord say in the Gospel, in the New Testament, many, many times, do not be afraid. Fear is the opposite to faith. You cannot also fear. Perfect love casts out fear. Maybe that's hard to understand, but if you really, and you have to highlight really, believe that God loves you, really believe in that, well, should that not cast out all fear? But of course, when you live at times like we are living in at the moment, and going through this terrible pandemic, it's naturally a lot of people will be fearful, as most of us are. And then that wasn't helped this week when we saw what happened on last Wednesday, on January the 6th, which was something terrible. And that instilled a lot of fear in people, what happened on Wednesday. And so we live in fearful times. You cannot get away from that. So the question is, what do we do about our fears. Well, it's not going to help if we bury them or if we suppress them. So we have to kind of go deeper into our own souls and take out that fear. And at this moment, what am I? And ask yourself, what am I afraid of? What am I fearful of? Well, at this moment, maybe I don't have any great fears, and maybe you don't. But then we got to remember the people who are out of work, the people trying to support their families, the people worried about where their next meal comes from, people who are hungry. And so what can we say to people like that? It sounds empty, doesn't it, that we just say, well, don't be afraid, trust in God, all will be well, and we walk away. So we have to do all we can to be there for them. If you go back to the first reading, it's about love. So we've got to care for one another and reach out and do our best. And for those who are going through difficult times, and maybe if you are short of food, well, I think I can honestly say that we here at Holy Family, we're here to help you. So don't hesitate, and don't let pride keep you back. But we have to be aware of the pandemic. It does generate fear. There's no getting away from that. But if we take any precautions we can, like, for example, I am this morning wearing a mask and being careful and staying away from crowds, then we are doing our best. And if we do our bit, I can guarantee you that God will take care of us. So it's really, we've got to trust. It's not always easy, but that's what we have to do at the moment, is to trust in the Lord.